Welcome to the Shadowbane Podcast. Tonight, 1692, The Risen, Laughter in the Dark.
Brought us food since last sunrise.
Show us God's mercy.
God shows no mercy on your kind, witch. Take solace in the fact that we don't hang you alongside those that refuse to confess.
If you be truly doing God's work, you would not leave us to suffer this way in the dark.
Do not speak as if you know anything of God. The courts have put you here, and their rulings are not without merit. You turned your back on his holy light, and you shall remain in the dark for your sins. Now be silent, Goodwife Faulkner. Can you believe these folks, George? They're as pathetic as street beggars.
They cannot help their hunger, John. Some of them have been here months. And don't forget that some of them were once your neighbors.
They're bloody witches, George. They turned their back on God, and this is their reward.
Yes, the courts found them guilty, and they will all hang for that. The least we can do is make them feel a bit more comfortable before they face God.
None of these worthless sods will see God's light. Only Lucifer's fire.
What's the matter?
There are those that will never sway beneath the tree at Gallows Hill. I want nothing to do with them.
Are you still afraid of that slave woman, Tituba? She's actually quite nice, if you'd allow yourself to talk to her.
I have nothing to say to that dark-skinned witch. I cannot listen to her chanting. Gets into my head and stays there for days. You go check on her and Sarah Osborne.
All right, girls. It's almost feeding time. Better get up. Sarah Osborne, Tituba, wake up. It's time for your daily rations. I checked myself and the bread isn't even moldy this time. Ugh. What a nasty stench. Come now, up with you. You don't want me to get John Willard. He's liable to toss your meal to someone more willing to cooperate. Is that you, Tituba? Are you chanting in your heathen tongue once more? You may scare Willard, but you don't scare me. Why not stop and help me wake Goody Osborne? I must return to my post soon, and I don't have time for foolishness. This is your last warning, Goody Osborne. Get up now before... Oh! Her body is as frozen as a Salem winter. How long has she been dead? I checked on you both merely a night past and she seemed healthy enough. Why did you not speak up, Tituba? Did you not know her soul has passed? What is it that you babble? Did you not hear me? Your cellmate's soul has flown from her body. We need to clear this cell at once, unless we might catch whatever sickness her corpse may still be harboring. What do you have there? How in the Lord's name did you get any food? please, don't tell me you two are catching and eating the rats again. I suppose I have seen far fewer of them around here. That's probably what caused her sickness. Tituba, stop what you are doing immediately. Give me that. Ah! Is that Goody Osborne's? Oh my god!
He has spoken to me, Marshal. He says you will come alone.
Who are you talking about? Were you drinking her blood? Oh dear god, what has Satan made you do, Tituba?
Master has given me great power, Marshal Herrick. He knows that innocents suffer and I could not bear to watch no more. Every time one of those little girls cry out, you bring me another woman to be his children.
Whose children, Tituba? The devil?
Him have many names, Marshal. He has granted me the power to save innocent lives. We send our spirits to silence the little girls, but they're just too stubborn. Sarah Osborne gave her blood to finish the spell.
Spell? What sort of spell?
He have powerful magic, Marshal. Many of his new children have had their necks broken, and it makes him very angry. Now that the spell is complete, our sisters will hang no more.
You've gone mad! I always felt bad for you, Tituba. The people of Salem have mistreated you because of your pagan beliefs, made you a slave. You need help, Tituba. Please, allow us to help you. I will talk with the other guards, see if we can get you some fresh air.
Tituba sees deep into your soul. You are a good man, a dutiful man. Tituba let you live, Marshal Herrick. You have good to do for him now. You shall escape his wrath. I promise you this.
The only wrath you'll feel is that of Judge Hawthorne and the Court of Salem if you do not listen to me. Tituba, they will charge you as a crazed cannibal and your neck shall be broken in the morning at Gallows Hill. If you listen to me now, I can help cover up what you've done. I'll say she tried to attack me, that I had to hack off her left arm. Just stay where you are and take no further steps. Did you not hear me? Stay where you are.
Calm yourself, Marshal. The hang will soon rise. And they have a monstrous appetite. They have his lust for vengeance. And it will be theirs. You will be part of his greater purpose. You will serve him and cleanse this town.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Get you back at once! Wait, who's there? No one else occupies this cell. Oh my god. What on earth have you done, Tituba? Quit your jesting, Goody Osborne. This has to be some trick of the mind. Get back at once. I'll beat the devil out of you. I said back. Back, Sarah Osborne. How are you still alive with only one arm? Your skin, so pale. Stop. Don't make me kill you. That should have killed you. What manifest of the devil are you? Back! Get away from me!
Eat, my pretty Sarah, but only a little. We do not want to damage the body too much. My magic can mostly heal his body, but it will leave scars, his marks. The Marshal must be ready for what is to come. My dear Sarah, soon we shall be free.
Silence! I will have order in this court. Good people of Salem, we are gathered today to bear witness to the trial of Martha Carrier, who hath been condemned of committing the unholy sin of witchcraft. Today we shall determine the guilt or innocence of Goody Carrier, who resides in the neighboring town of Andover. Before we begin the trials, do you have anything to say in defense of yourself, Goody Carrier?
Judge Hathorne, please allow me a chance to plead my innocence. I am being wrongfully accused of something of which I have no knowledge. I have never done harm to anyone, and I certainly am not working alongside Satan.
That is exactly what we shall decide today, Goody Carrier. Let us commence the trial at once. Allow me to call forth the respected Cotton Mather. Mr. Mather, please tell the court your findings.
Certainly, Your Excellency. Over the last few weeks, I have made it my duty to travel from here to Andover in order to find as much information about Goody Carrier as possible from her neighbors. What I have found will astound and shock the court, sir.
You cannot believe a word coming from those gossiping shrews.
Silence! You will not interrupt Mr. Mather's testimony. Wait your turn, Goody Carrier. My deepest apologies. Please continue, sir.
As I was saying, Your Honor, I spoke with a number of people who all testified that Goody Carrier used the powers given to her by Lucifer to cause the deaths of exactly 13 of Andover's citizens.
What say you to this accusation?
Your Honor, what Mr. Mather failed to mention was that 7 of those that died of smallpox were members of my own family. Do you honestly believe I would wish harm on my own flesh and blood? Who here has not had a family member stricken with some illness? It was a cold winter when they died. Nature is to blame, not the devil.
Yes. 7 of them were indeed from your own family. And I have spoken closely with the doctor that treated each of them, as well as Salem's own physician, William Griggs. These cases of smallpox were not only extremely aggressive, but there was something very irregular about them. As the court may know, I have written extensively on the matter of smallpox and its inoculation. I dare say it is an area of extreme expertise on my part. Now, the symptoms these poor people endured were so severe that they died many days sooner than the average case.
How could I?
That bit of evidence alone reveals the unnatural powers of the old boy at work. Moreover, this town also stated that Goody Carrier was accused and tried for witchcraft following this incident.
The Reverend found no evidence that I bewitched anyone.
Do not make me warn you again, or else we shall take you back to the cells at once. This is most interesting, Mr. Mather. We have yet to have anyone brought before this court who has already faced an accusation of devil worship. This does not bode well for you, Goody Carrier. We must keep this evidence in mind. What other information do you have for the court, Mr. Mather?
Only statements of ill repute regarding her character, Your Excellency. This woman, the daughter of one of Andover's own founders, bore an illegitimate child with a peasant. She came back to Andover, after some time away, a pitiful, rampant hag, one who constantly begged for money for her 4 children. She is a disgrace to her family name, and now she brings the wicked temptations of hell to our beloved Salem by attacking young, pure-hearted girls. She sends out her spirit to attack them, Your Honor.
Jealous, rotten liars!
Silence! Thank you, Mr. Mather. You may be seated.
Of course, Your Grace.
I would like to call Ann Putnam to the front of the court.
Good day, Judge Hathorne.
Good day, my dear. It pains me to force you to relive such a horrific experience. But could you please tell the court what Goody Carrier has done to you?
Of course, sir. Several months passed. I awoke from a terrible nightmare. I was standing with the other girls from the town on a sandy beach. Out at sea, I saw apparitions, ghostly spirits floating across the water. There were 13 of them, all ghostly white and wailing like the beastly men of the forests. One flew right up to me and whispered in my ear.
Do not fear, child. There is nothing she can do to hurt you now. What did these spirits say to you?
It said, Ann Putnam, beware the Witch of Andover. I awoke with such a fright, I could not move on my bed. But that was not all. That was when I saw it. A woman's face, eyes as black as coal, flying through my window. Clawed hands formed out of nothingness and reached for my throat. Dark hands with sharp nails took hold of me. I could not breathe. She choked and clawed at my neck.
My child, please remain strong for just a bit longer. Tell me, little one, whose face did you see coming into your room that night?
It was her!
Let it be known that Ann Putnam has pointed to the accused, Martha Carrier. What defense do you give against these allegations? Do you have anything left to say before I make my verdict?
Your Honor, my children were forcefully taken from me and tortured before my very eyes. They were so frightened and I wept for their pain. They had no choice but to cry me out for a witch, else they lose their young lives. No matter how much I cried, you kept them tied from their neck to their ankles until blood flowed from their mouths and noses. I have spent many nights locked away in a cold, dark cell. Others in the jail cry out in hunger and sickness, but the guards never answer but to bring us our meager daily rations. You are mistreating your own people, innocent, suffering people. How many more must suffer to satisfy the game these children are playing? Ann Putnam is no child. She is the true murderer, just like the rest of you. You'll be the ones that burn in hell, not I.
What is the matter, child? What ails you?
What's happening to her?
My body. It feels heavy. Great weight is pressed upon me.
Your Honor, she cannot move her body.
What is causing this sudden reaction?
Goody Carrier! Take your spirit from my body!
Call back your spirit, witch!
My spirit? How?
You will stop this at once, Martha Carrier! Take this woman away, Marshal! Where is Marshal Herrick? Bring him in at once!
I'll seek him immediately.
I cannot breathe.
The girl is a damned liar!
Marshal, did you not hear Judge Hawthorne calling for you? Why aren't you in the courtroom in the first place? You are to take Goody Carrier back to her cell immediately!
I'm not feeling well, Mr. Mather.
The court is paying you, and you're to do your job. Get in there at once!
It is about time. Martha Carrier, I find you guilty of the crime of witchcraft. Please escort Goody Carrier to the jail, Mr. Herrick.
What is the matter with you?
Take her away!
My head.
You no longer serve the cult. You serve him now.
My head. It burns. Get out. Get out of my mind.
Goody Carrier! Stop witching him!
I'm not!
Someone call Dr. Griggs!
Thank you for listening to 1692 The Risen, Episode 1, Laughter in the Dark. This episode was written and produced by Andrew Lister. The voice of George Herrick is David Milk. The voice of Tituba is Shaunice Turner. The voice of Judge Hawthorne is Rob Lucas. The voice of Cotton Mather is Gene Michael. The voice of Ann Putnam Jr. is Viva Becker. The voice of Martha Carrier is Stacy Carpenter. The voice of John Willard is David Paul. Additional voice actors for this episode include Michael Denley and Andrew Lister. 1692 The Risen is a production of the Shadowvane Podcast. For more information, visit our website, shadowvane.net. Email the show at shadowvanecast@gmail.com, follow us on Twitter at shadowvanecast, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/shadowvanecast. To further support our show, leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to today's episode. To help provide monetary support, consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/shadowvane. We are also a member of the Questionable Endeavor Media Network. Visit questendnetwork.com for more shows like Tuning Japanese, the Rundown Wrestling Podcast, Raw Attitude Podcast, and the Geek and Gamer Guild. Illustrations and creative editing by Ray Williams III. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can listen to more of his work at incompetech.com. We'd like to extend a thank you to our patrons for your continued support. Ed Mackey, Troy Bozen, Stacy Carpenter, The Firefly Podcast, Jeremy Marr, Matthew Morris, and Rachel Krizlov. Until next time, dear listeners, until next time.